Good evening, everyone. How are you? Welcome, welcome.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening. I'm so glad you're here. I am Reverend Janine Macklin of Spirit and Riches, and I am your sacred wealth guide. And this is our Manna and Manifesting series about healing your relationship with God and money, call number 5. I want to honor each and every one of you for showing up on the call, for being here, because I really want you to know and accept that what you are doing, the time you are investing, is changing the trajectory of your life and potentially the trajectory of the future. So I don't take it lightly, your presence here, or those of you who are taking action, who are following through and making those needlepoint moves, to actually know that just being in the energy, being in the conversation, showing up for it, does begin to have an impact on you. And if you pay attention, you may even find yourself saying certain things, thinking certain things that are different than what you used to think or what you used to say. So I acknowledge you. I salute you. I appreciate you. And I'm so, so, so excited that you are here. I always hold the highest intention for this experience for all of us. I'm that chick, I'm that person who holds that space that God's got your back. No matter what it looks like in your life, no matter what you may be experiencing, that when you don't know it, I know that God's got your back. God, life, and the universe are supporting you and really holding you in a place for your dreams to unfold and to come true. I honor you for saying yes to yourself, for saying yes to the divine birthright that's yours, to claiming that divine birthright, because it's simply waiting for you. It's no different than money that would be sitting in a bank account with your name on it, and you'd have to know going there the account number, or if it were in a locker, you'd have to know the combination. And these are just the beginning steps for you to recognize, one, that there's a combination and that you have it, and two, that it's actually waiting for you. It's not being withheld, there's no shortage, that there's an infinite amount in the universe. That no matter how much you withdraw, so to speak, how much you attract, it'll never run out. There'll always be more than enough. So my intention is to walk with you as a guide alongside you on the journey of your defining what your sacred wealth looks like, what your breathtaking life looks like, and to empower you with the tools, the strategies, the techniques, even a different awareness about how you can make that happen for yourself, how you get to become the creator in your life and accept that charge for your life, so that however life is that's in your control, you're willing to say, well, I know that I had something to do with it. Not living by default or thinking that life is happening to you, poor me, but really knowing that you are the one that has the power through the decisions you make, the actions you take, the thoughts you think, the words you speak, and the feelings that you hold. All of that does have an impact on your life. So I'm excited for you. You know, my intention that there's a shift for you. That's my intention. I always hold that, that there's some flash of awareness, that there's those aha moments where you're like, oh, yeah, I get it. Or that there's something that cracks open, just flings open any sense of limitation, any sense of being imprisoned, any smallness, any not enoughness. So that you can become awakened to the possibilities that are available to you and then be willing to go after them And so that we can just shift into the energy and the awareness of it, I ask that you make needlepoint move. Because you know that as that needlepoint moves around the clock, it's going to equal an hour. And each time it's going to equal another hour and another hour. So each step that you take, moving you toward your direction, moving you toward your success, moving you toward your goal and your dreams, will get you there. And, of course, my hope would be at some point that we would take a deeper dive, even for a longer period of time, into what it is you're wanting to create in your life and then really mapping out strategically what that is for you so that you actually end up with an action plan in your hand and moving forward and creating and accessing your goals and your dreams. So this is call five. We started off this series manifesting and manna, really looking at manna, the spiritual substance, and manifesting, bringing it from the invisible to the visible. We then really looked at how you feel about money, and hopefully you were on the call to get an amazing visualization where money came to your door and you were able to really see what you felt about it. We clarified manifesting in call three being what moves from the invisible to the visible. And that everything that we see physically in our life right now at some point was invisible because it was someone's thought. So when we're looking at how to manifest, we're talking about how do we move something from the invisible and bring it into the reality in our lives. Be that a lover, be that a husband, be that a particular kind of relationship, be that increase in sales, increase in clients, greater income, a raise. Whatever it is, greater health, stamina, whatever it is that you're looking to bring it from the invisible to the visible. Last time we were talking about call number four, praying from possibility rather than praying from pain. To be able to look at where it is that you want to go, to know that it's there waiting for you to show up, and to allow the words that you speak to create a condition within you for it to show up. Because when we pray from lack, then more lack shows up. But we hadn't thought about it that way. And then today, I had mentioned it to you last week. I want us to talk about following the guidance. Trust. Trust. And I always preface this conversation with, it doesn't get any better than the wisdom, the guidance, the support, and the direction that we actually do get. We just don't trust it. For a number of reasons, I'm clear, we don't trust it. Now, the backstory for me is, I was home probably about 12 or 13, and my mother had gone out on a date, and I had my responsibilities, take a bath, finish my dinner and my homework, and then get ready for bed. So I had done that and had on a gown, and I may have been looking at TV, but I remember hearing this huge crash. And no matter how many times I try, I cannot get this sound, so I'll just say it. There's this rolling sound going down the street. And actually what it was a hubcap. So somebody can tell me what that sound sounds like, let me know. So the hubcap is rolling and rolling and rolling down the street. And in an instant, I am compelled to put on my robe, and it is as if I am hurled down 1, 2, 3 steps down the sidewalk, taking 6 steps, turning right and screaming down the street, "Mama, Mama." And that was a time in our community where when that happened, the rest of the neighbors came out as well. when I got to the corner, my mother had been in a car accident. Someone had hit them from behind. They were parked. We had this great taco stand on the corner, and someone hit them while they were parked waiting on their tacos. Now, what caught my attention about the whole experience was the fact that I was hurled, compelled, propelled out the door, putting on a robe, screaming, "Mama, Mama, Mama," and when I got there, it was true. She had been in a car accident. For all logical explanations, there would have been no way for me to have known that. She left on a date. Quite frankly, I didn't know where she was in Los Angeles. I didn't know where she went. There was nothing that would have let me know that she was just half a block away at the intersection across the street from Gil's Taco Stand. From then on, my mother used to simply say to me, "Oh, you know." I would call her and say, "Mom, what's going on? What, you know, feel good or something?" And she'd say, "Oh, you always know, huh?" Because I always knew, I always had this sense when something was going on with her. She never gave me a name for it. She never defined it for me. But what was wonderful is she never dissuaded it. She always confirmed it in her way of saying, "You always know." And so as I grew into a young adult and then into an adult, I would call every time on the money, 100%. "You always know." So that was my beginning experience. And I realize now as I'm even talking to you about it, it seemed like it was just between me and her. And so I really hadn't expanded it. I just knew that something resonated within me. There was a particular energy that I would feel that would say, "Call your mom." And I would do it. And it was always correct. Then as I got older and moved into spirituality and my training, that became intuition. Now today, what that becomes, I was just having a conversation with someone recently, and, oh, what was she saying? Oh, it was a woman that had claimed one of the discovery sessions that I had offered, and we were going to talk on Saturday morning, and the rug cleaning company was coming, and what she said, and I knew exactly what she meant, and you can tell me, too, if it's the same for you. She said, "Something told me to move the furniture the night before because something was going to be different in the morning." And when she said something, I knew exactly what it was. Something told me. And let me do by star two. How many of you have either heard yourself say that or heard someone say, "Something told me"? Push star two if that resonates for you. I just went, "Whoa, look at you guys. Whoa, wow." Okay, that's way more than half of you, and you're still coming. Something told me to call you. Or something told me to move out the way, or something told me to check on you. Isn't that amazing? Have you ever really stopped to think about that something? I mean, just take a moment, just pause. You know, here's another one. How often have you heard yourself say, "I should have followed my first mind"? Does that resonate for anyone? Star two? Something will be going on, and you'll arrive somewhere, and you'll look back, and you're like, "I should have followed my first mind." Wow, that's even more of you for that one. And I love it. I love it because it's rare that I can go anywhere and no one has had that experience. We've all had that experience, and for me, I always say, it doesn't get any better than that. What do you think that is? What do you think that is? And, you know, when I open the lines and afterwards when we talk about it, I want you, so make a note. Take a minute right now and write it down. What do you think that is? Now, what's interesting is when you hear it, though, what do you think it is? When you hear it, though, what's happening in life that it's not something that you trust? When you hear it, and what's so amazing about it for me, especially with the I should have followed my first mind, is it's always right. It's 100,000 gazillion percent right. Even if we don't necessarily understand the connection, it's accurate. It's accurate. So you have to wonder, you know, Latina, Paula, you'd have to say to yourself in a moment and after we're off the call and as you're moving through your week and it comes, how come you don't trust it? How come you don't trust it? So one of the first pieces around the call tonight is getting to the point, two things. One, recognizing that it's happening. Here comes your assignment for this week. I want you to recognize it happens. Every time it happens, I want you to recognize it. I want you to keep track. Let's see how many times between now and our next call. How many times, send me an email, how many times maybe in one day or during the course of the week that something tells you to do something. Or after the fact, you hear yourself say, I should follow my first mind. It doesn't get any better than that. I don't know how much more, what more guidance or communication we need, or you need. That's gazillion percent accurate. And what's interesting is oftentimes I'll hear people talk to me about things and they're describing things that's happening in their life. And they're like, it was so weird. Okay, what about this one? Okay, here's another one. Because I want you to be aware of all these. Star two. How many times have you said everything, it just all seemed to just fall into place. I went to the interview, I went here, I went there. Everything just fell into place. The gas station, the man, the bus, the car. Look at you. Look at you, star twos. That's three different ways of communicating about the same thing. Everything just fell into place. I should have followed my first mind and something. Something told me I should check on you. You say that to your sister. You move through the day, you move through a situation, and you're like, I should have followed my first mind. So what I'm really taking the time right now is for you to become aware of the something that's happening, I say, between you and the universe. There's something that's happening between you and the universe. And what will make the difference in your life, that makes a difference in my life, that makes a difference in the lives of those who are manifesting, is one thing, is that you're willing to trust it. Is that you're willing to trust it. It's proven itself to you. This week you're going to see how many times you hear yourself say something, told me. Or you find yourself in a situation where you're saying, I should have followed my first mind. And I know there was one more, and it just went in and went out. It'll come back to me, though. It doesn't get any better than this. That's the difference. That's what makes the difference. It's like the woman, she wasn't this my client, but the woman that we were going to talk on the phone, something told her, and she listened to it. So she moved the furniture and everything the night before. Well, what happened the next morning was that the rug cleaning people came earlier. So if she had not followed it, if she had not listened, they would have arrived. They would have told her, well, we can't do anything because we don't move furniture, so we'll either have to reschedule or come back a different date, even though they were the ones changing the schedule. Now, for me, it created a conundrum for me at that young age, because no one was talking about what I had experienced, except my mother saying, you always know. No one was talking about it. Nowhere. I remember listening to church, listening to Try and Hear, listening. They would say something. I'd say, follow your first mind, potentially. But no one would say anything. It would be later in years, I read a book then by Shirley MacLaine called Out on a Limb. And in her book, she talked about it. And that's where intuition came up, sixth sense came up. So you'll have to see in your life, you have these experiences, you're aware of them. The question becomes, how come you don't trust it? It's proven itself time and time and time again. What more proof do you need? So take a pen, a paper, or put it on your phone under notes, and just off the top of your head, how come you don't trust it? When that sometimes it's words, you'll tell me. Sometimes it's a feeling that says, oh, call your sister. Make a right turn. Go home a different way. You'll have to give me some other examples. I was in silence just for a moment, just thinking of the other things that I hear. You know, I'll hear, write this article, because I include it in every single thing that I do. I hear, wear this color. I hear it in everything. Or my stomach. I've been healing my stomach over the last couple of months or so, and I'm like, okay, so what's going on with my stomach? And then I'll hear, you ate this, this, and this, or this and that. And then I'm, oh, okay. So what is it for you? If you were willing to claim it as the infinite power and presence of the universe, if you're willing to claim it as your intuition, that sixth sense that we know that we all have. Some people say it's a woman's intuition. Everybody has intuition, though. If you were to be willing to just maybe for a moment recognize it as a divine, direct communication from God, life, the universe, if you're just in a higher power, what would that mean for you? What would that mean for you in those moments when you're thinking you're alone, in those moments when you think you have to make decisions by yourself, in your moments when you're trying to figure out just what is going on? What do I do? And something says, do this, do that, do this, do that. What would it mean for you? To trust it. And I'm not saying there's going to be some huge revelation. I'm not saying there's going to be a voice that you're going to hear. There's going to be the sky is going to part. I'm not saying that. What I am saying is there's a sense of assurance. There's a comfort. There's, to me, it's the magic part of life. And I know a lot of people don't like that word. But and it's the mystical part of life to me, because I think there is mystical parts to life. There's things we don't know, we don't understand, and we're not able to comprehend because we're not open to it. If the church says it's not okay, or if it's not in the scriptures, or if, you know, a wise tale said this, that, or this, or that, and then we're like, oh, no, I'm not gonna do that. I'm not going to believe that. This is a massive, amazing universe we live in. You realize that we are on a planet that's spinning around in the middle of the universe, and you don't want to think it's magical or mystical? Just the fact that we're on a ball. I mean, think about it. We're not inside the ball. We're on the outside of Earth. We live on the outside of Earth in the universe orbiting around. If that's not mystical to me, I don't know what is. And we think it's normal. We don't think it's any big deal. I'm always amazed that we don't fall off. So if that's the way our living is, our experience is, that leaves it open to being massive, boundless, limitless, amazing, spectacular, phenomenal, breathtaking. All of that. And to know that we have a personal guide walking alongside of us, that if we're willing to trust, will give us the nudge, will give us what I call spiritual hits. It's like a little nudge, a little hit, a quiet whisper. You hear people, anyone ever heard someone talk about the still small voice? Let me get a star too for that one. Anyone ever said to you that you want to hear that whisper, the whisper of a still small voice? Okay, anyone else? Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Oh, you guys are so cool. So, I mean, look at what I'm talking to you about. You've got that still small voice giving you clues, giving you information. It's like the, it's like a trail of I don't know, popcorn that's left for you to follow. And it's uniquely for you, because what something tells you isn't what something tells me. It tells you specifically to where you are on your journey in your life. It doesn't get any better than that. It doesn't get any better than that. So then it becomes about trusting it. And how you trust it is to begin to cultivate a willingness to do what you hear. And I'm trusting this is the case, but have any of you heard anything about go jump off a building? I don't get any star twos on that. You haven't heard anything about go run in front of a car? Right? But how many of you have heard okay, wait a minute. Somebody said they got something told them to go run in front of a car to get hit and get run over. Is that what you're saying? I'm just going to clear that and see if their hand pops back up again. Okay. But how many of you have heard it's time to leave this relationship? It's time to leave this job. You got to speak your truth, or you've got to tell your truth. How many of you have gotten that nudge? Star two. And late at night, early in the morning, 3 o'clock in the morning, saying, this is what you're supposed to do. This is your calling. This is your life. You've done all you can do here. Walk away. Or walk this way. Or apply for this job. I mean, do you see the kind of personalized guidance that you're getting? I always think it's amazing. I just think it is so amazing because when you're looking at man and manifesting, when you're looking at how to heal your relationship with God and money for greater success, this is part of the healing. Because information is coming to you from the highest place that it could come of what we know of, and you get to choose how you're going to handle it, how you're going to respond to it, what you're going to do with it. And more often than not, there's a tendency to ignore it. There's a tendency to doubt it. There's a tendency not to pay any attention to it. There's a tendency to minimize it. I think you will be profoundly surprised if you go from this week until next week and write down everything that you hear, every something that you hear, every time you hear yourself, I should have followed my first mind, and that third one that still hasn't come back to me, but you heard me say it earlier because you raised your hand. I think you'll be profoundly surprised at what you're being told, the guidance that you're getting, and how often you're getting it. And then to look at the results, let's not stop there, then to look at the results of what it was you heard. Because we always get to see the result. You know, if I continue to use my call from last Saturday, if she had said, no, that's okay, nothing's going to, no, something said move the furniture, and she said, no, that's okay, she would have woke up Saturday morning and the furniture wouldn't have been moved, and there it was. She'd be like, oh, shucks, I should have heard that. I should have followed my first mind. And we know the results of it when it comes to relationships, that we've heard we need to leave, we've heard we need to change it, and we've heard that we need to be more authentic and honest, we need to speak our truth, but we're comfortable, we don't want to leave, we're afraid. We talk ourselves back into what something has told us we need to get out of. We push it down, we stuff it, we ignore it, we eat it, we drink it, we numb out. And yet, what's so amazing is we still get it. It keeps saying it to us. It just keeps whispering it to us very softly. It's time to go. Follow your dream. Change your behavior. This isn't working. It's time to leave. And it never gives up on us. Have you noticed that? Because it never stops telling us. It never gives up on you. Oh, my God, think of that, Paula. Think of that. Ebony, think of that. It never gives up on you. Lisa, it constantly whispers to you the next step for your highest good. And because we think we know it all, we know what we should or shouldn't do, we think we know, we ignore it and cancel it out. It never stops saying it, though. What happens, and what happened to me over the years in my life, is I stopped listening, and so it's like it gets softer, and the noise around me got louder, so it was harder to hear it. It didn't stop. It just became harder to hear it because it's always that voice underneath everything. That's how it wants to get our attention. It wants us to be still, be quieter, to seek it, to want to hear it, because it's in that stillness. That's why meditation ultimately becomes so important, because it becomes the practice that helps you cultivate an awareness of this intuition, this guidance that's supporting you on your journey. Interesting, huh? When you really think about it. I mean, in your work, there's so much information coming. I mean, to even begin to think about how your work experience could be different when you hear something and you follow it. How your business, if you're an entrepreneur, if you're a CEO or a business owner, or a solopreneur, author or writer, if you follow it. And it would be throughout my life, you know, it would come and go and come and go. It would be sometime probably in my mid-30s or so that I really began to listen. And then over the last years, 5 or 6, 7 years, to really cultivate just listening, period. It's just the way of life. That's why sometimes you'll hear me say spirit and riches. It's a way of life. It's a way of being. It's not something you just do a little bit and then, you know, never mind. Or you just listen when you want to. It's like if you listen and it works. For me, I do it, it works, so I'm going to keep doing it. And what I just so appreciated was that I didn't have to then look outside myself for answers. I didn't have to look outside myself to say to this person or that person, hey, what do you think about this or what do you think about that? I was giving and getting direct, what I call direct downloads, because they come to me. They come within my being, or I hear something or I feel something. They come within me. You'll have to look at, and I'm more than willing to hear you talk about how it comes for you. But more than anything, it's about you really recognizing it, tracking it, notice what you, if you write it down, you'll see it, write down what you hear. And then look at it over after at the end of a week and look at all the information you were given. And it's always for your good. It's always for our good. So how do you trust? You cultivate a willingness to do what you hear. More and more and more and more. And what I have found is the more you're willing to do it, the more you hear it. The more you hear it, the more you do it. And then the more you hear it. And then it gets to the point where it's somewhat of an exchange, because then I'll ask, well, what am I supposed to do now? Well, what am I supposed to do? How do I make this shift? How do I, look at this a different way? So I then began to ask. So now it's become an exchange. It's not that I'm just moving through the world saying, well, something told me, or I got this spiritual hit, or and it's not even an option about I should have followed my first mind. Now it's like I'm asking a question out into the universe, and I'm waiting for an answer. And then I'm following that answer. I'm trusting that answer. So then when it gets like that, it's a back-and-forth exchange. It's like a partnership. It's like a partnership. You are getting, however you want to describe it, spiritual hits, intuitive guidance, something, I should have followed my first mind. You're getting that on a regular basis. So it becomes up to you whether or not you want to follow it. And I hope you can see how it then benefits you when you're manifesting, when you're looking at what you want to create in your life, when you're looking at your dreams and your goals, or when you get to that place where you feel like you're stuck. When you've cultivated this awareness and this practice, it is a practice, then you can ask, what do I do next? How do I move? What do I create next? And, you know, if you've been on any of the BWM calls, then you're looking to say, what do I do with my survival? All of that becomes part of the conversation that you're having. And there's so much more. You know, I have more exercises and different things that I walk you through in my other programs. But this would be just enough for you to begin to recognize this part, to really recognize this exchange that's going on, I say, with you and the universe. I say it's with you and God. Just the accuracy of it, the clarity. And we know when we're in situations, or, you know, we take relationships. We know, we can hear it and feel it. Mm-mm. This is not okay. it's changed or it's not working. We know. We ignore it. Our fear gets in the way. Our something is better than nothing gets in the way. Our little bit is better than a lot gets in the way. All of that gets in the way of this incredible communication that's helping us walk with a greater sense of assurance and, I think, confidence and clarity in our lives. And it's, for me, it is about healing your relationship with God and money for your success. Because you're getting information about money and you're ignoring it. And if you don't acknowledge it at a higher power, higher level, God, life, the universe, Jesus Christ, Shiva, however you define that for yourself, then you keep ignoring it. You could be getting the most amazing hit to go to a particular networking event because the right person you're looking for is going to be there, and you ignore it. Or to write a particular chapter in a book, and then you, your ego tells you, oh, no, we're going to write this. So this is a piece around healing. This is a piece around healing your relationship. Particularly when you look over a week's time to see what something has told you, or how many times you hear yourself say, I should have followed my first mind. And we're so disgusted. We are just so done, too, when we hear ourselves saying, oh, I should have followed my first mind. But it's not enough to propel us to say, fine, from this day forward, I'm going to do it. From this day forward, no matter what I hear, and you know it has its own resonance, it has its own feeling and energy to it. From this day forward, when that comes, I'm going to do it. And I kid you not, in the very beginning, it was simple as, okay, turn right, and I would turn right. There wasn't nothing exciting going on turning right. I may not have known until later on that night that there was an accident on the street that I was on. It was just that I was willing to follow it. I was willing to follow what I heard. Call your cousin. Hey, how you doing? Just thought I'd give you a call. Then there's this whole thing going on. Somebody's upset, someone's mad, or they just needed somebody to talk to them, or they were going through something and didn't want to pick up the phone. And so when I called, I got to be that safe space to land. So these are just different examples in my life, in my world, how it relates for me when I'm looking at manna and manifesting. Because remember, last week we talked about manna and manifesting. Manifesting is moving what's invisible to visible. So here we are again talking about something that's invisible. Your intuition is invisible. I should have followed my first mind. It's invisible. It's a hunch. It's a nudge. It's feeling. It's energy. It's invisible, but it's very palpable to us, those of us who raised our hand. And everybody on the call basically raised their hand. And, you know, don't get, like, really uptight about it or anything. Just, I always think of it as playing. That's what I call playing and possibility. It's possible that it's going to guide you right to where you want to go. It's possible that God, life, and the universe has given you all the information and guidance that you need for what you want in your life. Just be playful with it, but be willing to trust it and follow it. Like I said, no one has told me yet that they were told to jump off a building. No one's told me any of their comments, statements, or anything, or intuition, or hits that they've got have been anything except for something that, here it is. That's what it is. Thank you so much. It makes you uncomfortable. It makes us uncomfortable. It makes us really, it makes us move out of our limitations and our smallness. Oftentimes what you hear is intuition or smallness, that small still voice, it's moving you, calling you to move you out of where you're playing small. And that's often why we ignore it. That's often why we go in another direction. That's often why we stay stuck or we stay in unhappy relationships or unhappy experiences. Because we won't trust that while it's telling us to move and do something different, it's still going to also tell us how to get further along, how to be okay once we get out of it, how to take the next steps. So if you're wondering what it looks and feels like, it's that thing that makes you uncomfortable. It's what makes you uncomfortable. Because it's really calling you to step into a greater version of yourself. Ooh, I like that. It's calling you to step into a greater version of yourself. And it doesn't look like it because it may just be a small thing that says, like I said, turn right. Go to this networking event. Call this person. But you have to remember, God, life, and the universe has a bigger plan, a bigger vision than what we have. But how you know anything that you're being called into, that's really, really, really God, life, and the universe, it makes you uncomfortable. It's calling you into something bigger. So I am excited to share this information with you. I'm stopping it here at this point. You've got your assignment for this week for you to be able to track. And when we talk in a minute, I'm going to get that other third thing that flowed through me. I had the something, and I should have followed my first mind. And there was one more that I particularly forgot. And I'm just so excited. I can't wait to hear what you all have to say about it. I trust it's been of value to you, and you can see how you can begin to connect the dots. I invite you to join us in the Money and Wealth Mastery Facebook group so you continue to have support. We have one more call to go, and then after that, that'll be the place where we can still connect. So you can find me there. You can find me at JeneMacklin.com or Reverend Jeanine Macklin. But our specific community for us to talk about the steps you're taking, the inspired actions you're taking, and how you're taking these different thoughts, ideas, and principles to heart to make needlepoint moves to change the trajectory of your life is where you'll find us in that particular group.